One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. Very happy to be back here with my wonderful friend, Shane. Why do I sound like a news reporter? Hi, Tommy.
You do sound like a news reporter.
Yeah.
And also Tommy's here.
And also Tommy's here.
Am I
here.
Your wonderful friend?
Special guest. Wonderful friend. I like you a little bit more.
It's crazy to be doing this podcast normally again. I feel like you haven't been here. I haven't been here. We've been doing a lot of experimenting.
We haven't done this pod together in a long time. But you've been here every day, even when we're not shooting.
Yeah, I sit and look at the table and go, I wish they were back together. One day they will.
We open the door to the studio and we just see you in here in the dark by yourself. It's like
I'm waiting for a shoe release or something.
Oh,
those people outside of the store, I'm just sitting there like...
Why do they wait
people
in line
like
for
shoes.
So long?
They like shoes.
And there's so many security guards. So many security
guards. Shoes are expensive for fun.
Come on.
I like shoes, but not enough.
No.
I like that shoes exist.
Oh, yeah.
I prefer to have something underneath my feet.
Yeah.
And I love that people love stuff to that degree.
Yeah.
I don't know if I love that, but I can appreciate it.
Okay.
That's such a non-committal answer.
No, I can appreciate it, kind of.
People who are into things, because that's the same with like comic book shops in LA.
Mm. Yeah.
Sometimes you'll see people outside waiting for the shop to open for all sorts of things.
Yeah.
I'm assuming also maybe magic cards. Brennan, would that be like there's releases like that?
Brennan's like, nah.
Brennan's like, I don't give a shit, man.
Yeah, he's like, stop talking to me. I'm not here. It's all online.
But Brennan will be waiting outside of the camera store when a new camera comes out.
A new old camera.
old camera from 1976.
The new 1940 camera. Actually, that'd be sick.
That's actually cool. I really appreciate that.
Okay,
whereas
I believe
the sneakers, thank you. The sneakers, I'm like,
I'll do it for a Wii.
A Wii?
Yeah, I remember.
A Nintendo Wii.
Yeah, I know what a Wii is.
Remember the Wii?
The Wii? Did you wait outside for the Wii?
No, but that happened, didn't it?
Yeah.
Riveting podcasting at 9 a.m.
Welcome.
Yeah, that probably happened, though, for sure.
Wow.
Actually, what we're doing on this podcast today is we're playing Never Have I Ever.
Which is really fun.
This was a pitch from Selena. Selena was like, I want you guys to play Never Have I Ever.
So cool.
And we said yeah.
And we said yeah, because the last time I played Never Have I Ever, I think was in college.
Wow.
And it
Welcome
was
back.
Very fun. Thank you.
I guess we haven't really done this on Smosh.
Never have
no,
we
I don't
ever
think
done
so.
This on
no,
Smosh.
No, we've done a lot of, like, we used to back in the day on Smosh Pit, we'd do like spin the bottle type of challenge.
What? Or stuff. Yeah. Why wasn't I
yeah,
cast?
Actually, yeah.
Because you were.
We cut like 3 minutes of footage there, but it was really
it was really good.
Oh, it was all flagged. All flagged. Hey. So, Never Have I Ever.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys used to play Spin the Bottle on Pit. That's
we did it like a couple times. We would do kind of challenges that you look back and it's like, that was a little cringy we did.
Did you guys kiss?
I can't remember. I think that was an option.
Riveting.
I think it was an option when it came up. We were like, we're not gonna do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
So there's no kissing.
Okay.
I would have switched off immediately from that channel. Bye.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Boring.
Anyways.
But no, I don't think we ever did Never Have I Ever because it's very podcasty. Like it's just more conversational.
Very fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we never even did it on Show With No Name, which was like kind of our podcast back in the day.
Yeah, that was like your free form.
Yeah, but I definitely played a lot of Never Have I Ever with friends back in the day. It was just a popular thing.
It's just fun.
Do you hang out?
I think I won a lot.
Because you
so that means that you don't live a life.
I was lame. I was as a teenager. I was really lame. Like, and I, you know,
Shane's just like
anything involving like anything, anything involving anything sexual. I'd just be like, yeah, oh, for sure. Oh God,
and
damn.
People are like, I'm gonna put down two fingers for that one.
Oh, I've really done that.
Whoa,
I did that so hard that it's my whole hand down. No, it was always embarrassing as fuck. I hated it.
Well, you've lived a full life.
I have.
I feel like
you're finished.
I have. No, I'm
and
done.
You're all done.
And I will go to my gravesite just fine.
Yeah.
I'm happy. It can end now.
There you go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well,
we have a bunch here that Selena helped make for us. I think we've all been thinking of them for the past day.
Tommy, you've been thinking of them?
I've been trying. It's like I've both lived a very full experience, and then there's like some fundamental things that like most people have done that I'm like, well, we didn't do
but
that.
It doesn't have to be crazy. It can be just like mundane things.
I also I came up with some that are specific to you two sitting at the table.
Let's begin with some of these. Okay.
First, let's go over the base rules. How many fingers are we holding up? Five?
I think it's just five.
11.
11? You have 11?
Never have I ever had 11 fingers.
Well, I kept it in this place just for this game.
Aww. It's like Voldemort on the back of the thumb is another finger.
Ew.
Okay.
Yummy.
Five fingers we hold up. And then whoever is remaining, whoever has like a finger up last, gets a point. Selena will be keeping tabs.
Got it.
So each hand is like a whole round kind of thing.
And
so
we win.
We're gonna play a bunch. No,
a hot dog.
You're cool.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You're cool if you haven't done things.
Yeah.
That was my problem with this game.
No, the game.
I was like, it's like you won, and they're like, I.
No, the game is 100%.
You won. You haven't done anything.
You should
anything.
Go do something.
I love how there's so many games that exist just because as a teenager we're afraid to just be like, hey, you want to make out? Like,
right.
That's all it is.
Of course, it's way more fun that way.
That's 100%. I know, but it's.
Gotta do a little dance before we have fun.
It's truly.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right, hands are up.
Hands are up. All right. We're all gonna lose on this one. Maybe I'm not. Maybe.
So we put our finger down if we have done it.
Correct. If you have done it.
Heard.
All right. Never have I ever Googled myself.
Oh.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Of course. I gotta know what's going on.
Absolutely. Yeah. I gotta know what's going on in my relationship because the internet clearly knows how my marriage is going.
I gotta know my famous birthday.
What's your famous birthday?
September 14th. That is my famous birthday.
They got it right.
I got a text message from a friend who's also a YouTuber person and was like, sorry, your famous birthday, you're being beat by like a 3-year-old. It was like pictures of the famous birthday. And there's like this tiny little like, Rebecca. And he's like, eh. And I'm like, who's that? Anyway.
I'm never going to be the most famous person born on my birthday because Amy Winehouse was born on September 14th. And that's legendary status. So it's like,
yeah.
But I'm okay. That's awesome.
Sorry about
Rebecca
that.
Rebecca was born on my birthday. I don't know if you've heard
and
of Rebecca.
And we love Rebecca.
Oh my God, Rebecca?
Rebecca's incredible. she's
really
amazing.
Huge
she's really
fan of Rebecca.
She actually, we tried to get her for this episode, and she was like, I'm too busy. And we were like, I'm
She's
Tommy.
Busy campaigning.
Like, I'm too busy, and she's smashing a rattle on the ground. Yes, I've Googled myself, unfortunately.
This position's really hard to hold.
It
Your
is.
Thumb in.
Yeah, no, my index finger is like, ow. Can I do this?
Yeah, we can do this.
This feels good.
This feels like a teenager when they're like out with their mom and they're just like, they're like,
okay.
They're like, life literally sucks. But they have claws around their hand. You guys get it, right?
I have a family member who is that girl.
Really?
Yes,
it's just
absolutely.
Like, hey, Tommy, happy Thanksgiving.
I'm like, hey, how are you doing? And they're like, I'm going to say there because I think that's the trajectory. And they're like,
hold on.
No,
I know.
I can spot one from a mile away. They're gonna be fucking awesome. They're an incredible illustrator. They're so fucking cool.
Yeah.
But they're like, let's go out to eat. And I'm like, hey, how are you doing? And they're like,
it's fine.
I'm like, hey, you doing good? How's school? I'm like, okay, never mind. Never mind.
Like,
yes, exactly.
And they're always, but I always feel bad for them because I've had them in my family in the past. They've aged out of that era.
Yeah.
But I get it because they're surrounded by like people who are all 20 years older than them.
Exactly.
Who are the most outgoing, loud people. And I'm like, you just don't
want
to be.
Like, you want a glass of wine and play some cards? And
I just don't understand what his problem is.
Yeah, and he's sitting right there just like, curse on your family.
Yeah, you're into what's that cartoon called, Clarence? Yeah, I don't know what he's into, but he likes that stuff.
Yeah, like, why do they do that?
It's like, just leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
My kid likes to stand against a wall, doesn't talk to anyone. Isn't that right, Michael? And Michael's like, yeah.
Yeah. Shut up, Dad.
God. Well.
Yeah. Okay, thumbs down. I got a thumb down.
Okay.
Okay.
I had one that I thought of. Never have I ever had an imaginary friend.
Oh. Absolutely.
You had an imaginary friend?
100%.
What was her name?
Boy. Bob.
Bob?
His name was Bob.
Okay.
He's a very tall... No last name.
Wow.
Just
didn't
Bob.
Speak, but we like telekinetically spoke to each other.
Okay.
He's a big, tall, very, very long, long bear.
Okay.
But he's not like thick. He's like long and lanky. And
a long,
very goofy.
Skinny bear?
Yes.
That's terrifying.
Well,
that's the most horrifying shit I've ever heard
to
in my life.
Brain.
What did he sound like?
Was he like made of smoke and moved through walls and
stuff?
He
didn't talk. No. He didn't talk, but he kept being like. I'm not even making this up.
How old were you when this was, when Bob was around?
17.
Yeah, 34. I don't remember. A long time ago. I think I forgot about him. Mm. And then I had like a therapy session or something, and then it came up and I was like, major deja vu, and I was like, oh my god, there's my imaginary friend that I had when I was a kid.
Bob the bear, who's skinny and tall.
Yeah, and he was just, he's very, very sarcastic, but like he didn't talk, but I knew what he was saying.
And he was a good guy.
Very sweet.
Okay.
Very funny, and would always be like, chill out. That was always his vibe, was like, chill out. Okay. He wasn't like, are you okay? He was never like that. He was like,
I like that.
You're fine.
That's
chill
nice.
Out. That was his vibes.
We like Bob the bear.
Yeah, it was never like a princess or anything. It was a tall, skinny bear who wore no clothes, but
well,
it didn't matter.
It was a bear.
Yeah.
I feel like I had one, but I can't really remember. I used to like put my hands up like this and pretend it was a rabbit. Does that count?
No, that's not imaginary.
Yeah,
that's
no.
Your real hand.
Because that's my real hand.
Whoa. Because like I had like teddy bears and stuff that like, but I'd play pretend where I'm like talking to them, but I knew it wasn't real.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking like a fully.
But I knew it wasn't real. Look at you.
But I knew it was stupid.
He's real.
I knew it was stupid.
Oh, no.
For stupid
he lives in the mountains.
Yeah. And I was a smart kid.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't you wish that you had wings or something when you were a kid?
So? I did.
Let's go back to that.
No, I was dumb too. But
didn't you like think that you could be in a cocoon and that you could turn into a butterfly?
I did an experiment. had a hypothesis.
Correct.
A hypothesis is different.
I discovered this on Dirty. We discovered
Dirty
this
Laundry.
On Dirty Laundry at Dropout, and I was like,
it was very funny.
Mind blown.
But no, I never had a full on imaginary friend like that I would talk to and like made up.
I was
Bob the Bear.
I talked to a lot of things that weren't there. My mom was like, great. She doesn't need toys or anything. She's busy. Let me go get her. She has a meeting. Right. Did you have an imaginary friend or no?
No.
Okay.
Not really. I was a very smart and cool kid.
Okay. Well, you guys can fuck off.
No, I had a job.
Yeah, Jesus.
I've got one that'll knock a finger off of both of you,
you
immediately.
So?
Whoa! Oh,
okay. Are you ready?
Well, please, because I cannot handle doing this anymore.
I'm about to relieve your. I'm about to relieve your. Hand.
Thank you.
Never have I ever been married. Ha ha.
Oh, you're dumb.
Ha ha. I'm alone.
How do I put down three?
Ha ha. No one loves me like that. Ha ha.
Stop.
No, I'm kidding.
Stop.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Hey, honey, who I love so much, my guest is really sad and alone.
Yeah, it was really good. Just Tommy really brought it down hard.
Yeah. Really?
It's true. We are married. Wow.
You're both
That's
married.
Pretty cool.
We're both married.
When I was like, okay, how can I get their fingers down? And I was like, hurt my back yesterday. So I was just like sitting, laying down with my heating pad going, married. So that's what I feel.
Damn it. I'm going to lose this round.
It's one of those days again where I completely forgot my wedding ring. I straight up, it's just in a catch-all near my door.
Yeah, your little
door,
like
catch-all.
I was running late, okay? So I'm like,
it's so funny because I haven't said anything, but you are spiraling and unraveling right now.
I know. I'm thinking about it because the fans are always like, where's his wedding ring? And I'm
oh,
like,
God.
It's just simple. It's at home.
So you don't sleep with your wedding ring on?
No.
Neither do I.
I don't love rings. Like, I was never a ring person. I do like the look of the wedding ring.
Shouldn't have gotten married then.
Yeah, shouldn't have gotten married then.
That was the big fuck up. No, no, I've been meaning to kind of put it on a necklace.
You should.
Nice. Yeah. Like Frodo.
Like Frodo. I when I forget my ring, I feel it. I feel like naked and alone. Just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm getting there. It's starting to be weird if I don't have it, but
it's okay. I actually didn't notice.
I don't think people really. I don't. Now I'm noticing. Some of our fans notice.
Fans notice.
And fans at home, if he's not wearing it, there's a problem.
And take that into account.
Think about
that. Yep. It's not like in movies where you're just like, like, no. If I'm in a fight with Garde, I'm not like, this is coming off.
Take it back.
No, I'm like, okay, let's talk about
this.
We have to. Okay, what do I have down? Oh, cool. This is fun.
Do you have one?
Two left.
I have one.
Yeah.
This is kind of whatever. I'm going to do it first. I don't care.
I still have four fingers left. Try and get me.
Okay. Never have I ever fake laughed at one of these people at the table.
Okay.
Whoa, thinking about it. Awesome.
I never have fake laughed at either of you.
I can't say for the rest of Smosh, but I'm talking about this table specifically.
This table.
It's okay. Just be honest.
You can be honest. It's okay.
We've had to do Try Not to Laugh.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I have to put a finger down because I feel like at some point in the hundreds of jokes we've done, I've done it because I'm like, it'll be funnier in the moment if I laugh.
I think I have to put a finger down too for
that's
Try
fine.
Not to Laugh.
Yeah, of course.
Stuff.
Yeah. I try not to.
Laugh. I also try not to.
I try not to. I really try not to laugh.
Yeah.
But there are moments where I'm like, this is really funny. But I could not laugh, but I'm going to laugh because it deserves it.
This is why I brought it up, because I feel like specifically for you two, I don't know if I've like fake laughed, because I feel like you would both know it and see it in my eyes, and it would be it would be harder. I don't know what it would look like.
Can you try?
It's like when you're watching a comedy show and you want to give them energy, but you don't have enough. So it's like, yeah,
I would hate that if
nice.
You did that.
Yeah, no,
and I know
I would drive
much
away.
I know, so I would, so I just don't.
I guess is it fake laugh, or is it that I'm making a laugh like, oh, I'm laughing a little bit, but I'm going to make it more.
Right.
I think it's an actual laugh that's like
you're pushing
fake.
Behind it.
Ooh,
yeah.
I don't know if I've done that.
See, you can push on a laugh that starts from funny.
I don't think I laugh at something that isn't funny.
Well, maybe. It's out of like.
No, I know what you're prompting. I'm still going to put a finger down.
I'm going to put a finger down just because
guys, put a finger down.
I wouldn't be able to remember.
Okay. Fine. I love that.
I feel like maybe this will get you.
Okay.
I think this is maybe, never have I ever spilled spaghetti on myself.
Oh, 100%.
I've never spilled spaghetti on myself.
What?
Not spaghetti.
Are you wearing like a full napkin bib?
No, he wouldn't have to because he hasn't spilled spaghetti on
spilled spaghetti on myself.
He's wearing an all white outfit, actually.
Whoa.
I'm slurping
not
it up.
Spaghetti all the time.
When did you? What made you think of spilling spaghetti?
I agree.
Because you were in the service industry, so like I figured just as a.
And you went to spaghetti.
Oh.
I wanted to be specific. Okay. I wanted to see if I could get you specifically.
No, I'd love the prompt. I'm just trying to figure out.
Spilling food would get me. I've spilled food on myself.
I've spilled food.
Spaghetti.
I have not spilled spaghetti while I was working.
Right, but
spaghetti's my favorite food. Spaghetti and meatballs. So I would spill it on myself all the time. But working, I never worked like at an Italian restaurant. I don't think I ever worked at a place that served pasta.
Oh, wow. Okay. My uncle has a story back like forever ago. He was a waiter and he was bringing a plate of like a couple things, but like spaghetti was part of it. And he brings it to a table and he's walking up to the table and he kind of loses balance. No. And he has a choice of either the food going into the table or instead he just... slams it into a wall.
Yeah.
just full on, like,
just oh my god,
right into a wall. And apparently the stain was there for decades.
Shane, that's awesome.
Shane, I have actually seen this happen in person. You know how many times I've seen servers fucking break and do that? I have seen a server full martinis.
Oof.
Full no. Martinis is walking and they've slammed it to the ground. Because it's about to go somewhere that they just go, it's instinct. They go, yeah. I don't want it to fall on the guest because
right.
that yes, sucks.
Exactly.
So they slammed it to the ground. And one time a server was very clumsy slammed to to the ground and tripped on someone's, tripped on someone's jacket, fell, and had a cut. Like
I was going to say, like a Final Destination.
Yeah. Blood everywhere. Oh, no. And he was very clumsy, and I loved him so much. But he came out, and he was like, motherfucker.
At least he was okay.
He was fine.
Was he all right?
No, not really. I mean, he was fine. Whatever.
He had a cut.
I don't think he went to the hospital, but he was covered in blood. And it was like, dude, you made it so much worse.
Oh, my God.
You made it
so much worse. He's a professional wrestler.
Great memory.
Those guests are just sitting there being like, I've seen so much fucked up shit in restaurants, but.
I've never seen a server, like, drop a tray. I've never seen.
I don't think I have either.
It's actually kind of fascinating because there's so many times where I'm like, holy shit, don't drop that. But they don't. It's kind of, it's always
cocktails too, where I'm like, how are you doing that?
It is the funniest thing I've ever seen when a server drops something. I mean, I've been there.
I'd be a horrendous waiter. I would be so bad.
Yes, I think you would. Sorry. So sorry.
Yeah. Thanks.
You're just like a big guy. Like, I feel like you need to be like moving through.
Oh, you gotta squeeze through.
I bump shit so much.
Yeah.
The amount of doorways that I hit with my shoulder is crazy.
Yeah, so you'd be fucked from the
get-go. Oh, no, I yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to put a finger down because I've probably spilled spaghetti myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a sloppy eater.
I have no recollection of spilling spaghetti, specifically spaghetti. But I really don't think I eat spaghetti that much.
Just the craziest prompt.
It's the craziest prompt.
Hey, but I got you.
It's a crazy.
But
did.
I got you
I
both.
Literally have one finger up.
Yeah, I think we expected that. I have two. It's close. It's a close game.
Oh, that's how you guys are going to do two fingers like this?
Spaghetti.
Great. Number one.
All right. I'll switch it to
okay.
That. All right. You guys got one?
I definitely have some.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Tommy.
I've got another, like, what are the... Because, I went into this, like, I'm going to get them. never have I ever been to Europe.
I'm out.
Oh, I've been to Europe. All right, so Amanda's out. It's down to Tommy and I.
Haha. Uh-huh.
But Euro Amanda, trip. You can still throw ones out for
sack.
See if you can get me. I have one that I never have I ever, and this is like romantically, this is like as a thing.
This is a marriage question, I guess.
There we go.
Never have I ever slid into someone's DMs.
I'm not in this. I'm like thinking, I'm like, well.
But what, you could put a finger down.
Okay. If someone slid into my DMs first.
No, I don't think that counts.
Nope.
You have to slide in. You have to initiate it.
Then I will keep my finger up.
Holy shit. Wow.
I know.
I never have. I was like.
I have not
I'm going to be honest. I don't think I have at all. I don't.
We'll do it a lot, though. That's like the thing now.
I don't, nothing has ever wanted me to do that. I don't know. If I thought they were cute, like, I don't.
It
feels weird.
It feels weird to me.
Also because we are online, and then it feels like we're using our tool to be like, hey, like, this is me, you know?
Right.
It feels take a screenshot.
Yeah, it feels aggressive in a way that I don't like. Like, I'd rather hopefully meet them in person through mutual friends and just wait for that.
Yeah.
It's also something like, I'm not the type... I'll see, you know, you'd see someone online, you'd be like, or like on social media, and like, oh, they're cute, but like, I don't know you.
Right.
And exactly. It's just kind of weird. Like, I'm not someone who wants to initiate anything unless I kind of know more.
Unless, like, we've talked at
in person once before.
Then it's not really.
Then
you're continuing a conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That to me is fine. If you've met in person and then initiate it.
I know plenty of people who like, just throwing messages out there to people they don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I, after this, and this is for members. No, we don't have that yet. I was flirted with via a DM slide in. And then slide in.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, oh, is this a flirt? And then I responded back with like a, haha, imagine if you were flirting with me. And they were like, I'm not. And I was like, oh, haha. Well, good thing I said that. Anyway,
they just said I'm not.
No. It was the way in which they responded was very much like I was like, wouldn't it be crazy if like you weren't flirting with me and you just like wanted some information? And then it was like, I do want this information. I was like, oh,
that sucks.
Oh. But I'll show you the screenshot later. It's very much like it's like where are you going? And it's like, oh, I'm going to this bar, and it's like. Okay, cool, because I was interested in going to that bar. Like, I needed to know where that bar was, so thank you. And I was like, oh, great, good exchange.
Wait, that's actually very confusing.
No, and I'll let you watch. I literally, Chance was out there yesterday, and I was like, Chance, I need you to look at this, like, conversation. And then he was like, oh, he's flirting, and then went, oh, maybe he's not flirting. It's like, was it a bit? Anyway.
That's crazy.
Moving on. It's
I would have been like, what is that bar that you're going to? I've always wanted to go there. But still, that would seem like flirting, I guess.
I'll show you. It's, yeah. Anyway, I just don't want to be too specific in case that person watches this.
Okay.
Members only.
Which is a possibility. Anyway.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right. You can throw out one if you want.
I feel like I need to pull up my list.
I have one. I'm going to try it because it's just down to you and I. So I'm trying to throw specific ones at you. Never have I ever seen an alligator on a golf course.
Fuck you.
From
golf
Florida.
Golf course, you mean all of the terrain in Florida? And an alligator, the only thing more populous than old people in Florida?
I love them like Florida. I know exactly what you've seen.
Wow.
All right, so all right. I take the first round then.
Yes, you do.
I took the first round.
Oh, okay. So you won.
I knocked him out with an alligator on a golf course.
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
That was specific.
That was very specific.
One point
spaghetti?
For me.
Congratulations.
I haven't lived life.
Spaghetti and alligator. You're crushing
Seeing an
it,
alligator
man.
On a golf course is not living life.
Never seen an alligator. Never spilled spaghetti on myself.
Wow. Wow.
I'm winning.
You're crushing it.
Winning at life.
All right. Next round.
Locked and
New
loaded.
Hand. All right.
Okay. I have one.
Go.
Never have I ever said, oh, yeah, I liked that show that you recommended that you love so much, even if I watched it and didn't like it. I never said I liked it. If I watch something that you recommend, I'm gonna say how I feel. But
I've never lied.
Ever?
I've never lied about that
spaghetti
specific thing. I've never told a lie in my entire life.
That's,
I don't know how.
I can't handle that. You need to lie a lot more, buddy.
Hey, dude, you could get a lot further.
Dude, you need to lie.
You're gonna do a lot better. Not about that. TV shows, if I don't like a show, I might soften the blow. I might not be like, I hate it, but I'll be like, yeah, I couldn't get into it.
Even like back in the day, like when Netflix was like starting to be cool and everyone's like, oh my God, have you seen that show? And you're like, yeah.
No, I don't think I have.
Tommy.
I feel like I probably have.
Okay.
Although usually I will be recommended a show. One of my besties is always recommending a show, and then I watch it, and I'm like, this is possibly the most boring thing I've ever seen in my life. But I tell him that to his face. I'm like, because then I get to be like, and this is why the show didn't work for me. Like, this kind of choice.
I love that.
But I'm sure, like, at one point because I'm a hater. I love being a hater. I'm a hater. I'm a big old hater. Shout out to my haters, my fellow haters. And when it's like, we all love this show, then I'm like, okay. And then I watch it and I'm like, whatever. But then if someone's like gone to my head like, and how'd you feel about the show? And I'm like, it's great. So I'm a coward hater. Shout out to my cowards.
Oh my God. Shout out to my coward haters. Love you.
My ex was right. I am a coward.
Stop it.
Okay. Okay.
Holy shit.
No, okay. I definitely have.
Okay. Definitely so at least have. I got one.
Yeah. Okay.
I find it very hard though, because I will say, like, when people recommend the same thing to me, like my sister is dying for me to see this movie, Palm Springs. It's an older movie.
Oh, it's awesome.
That's
not older.
Well, it's like 5 years older.
I feel like it's like came up. Yeah, I
Palm guess. Springs. That's the
Andy Samberg.
Yeah.
So
2020. I guess it did come out. Yeah,
She's like, it's my favorite movie, and for some reason, the more she says it's her favorite, and I need to watch it, the more I don't want to watch it.
It's because
what
the
is
pressure.
Wrong with
it's
me?
The pressure. Okay. Now you have the societal pressure of someone you love saying, this is the most important thing to me. And you're like, okay, that means I need to be at a specific mindset where I lock myself in and tune into this movie and give it all of my attention.
Yes.
And then it's like, okay, how did I feel about that? If it's not the best, then I have to talk. You know what I mean? The more pressure builds up, the less you want to even get involved.
Yes.
I totally get that.
Okay.
I will say, I love that movie. It's very fun.
It's the best movie ever. You should watch it. It's my favorite movie ever.
Yeah, if you don't
now
watch
I definitely
it, you
won't watch
actually
it.
Knowing that you didn't watch it kind of blows my mind.
Now I definitely won't watch it.
I don't know
it.
How to continue this conversation.
Fine. Okay, well that's
I won't look at you in the eye anymore.
That's my question.
Watch it.
Oh. What?
On a similar...
How are we going to connect?
On a similar note...
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
And I at first, when I thought of this question, I thought, oh, I won't put a finger down. I realized I do have to put a finger down. Never have I ever seen someone's band or just seen someone's musical performance and it was really bad or I just didn't really like it and you told him it was really great.
Shut up.
Ooh,
fuck you.
Of course.
Yeah, of course I have.
It's like the quintessential...
Of course.
I don't even think that's an LA thing. I think that's everywhere.
That's just a thing.
Everybody has...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, come see my show. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And I will.
And it's always in the worst place.
Oh,
it's always like, it's always just perfectly... far enough away, and there's no parking.
There's no parking. There's no food. There's no drinks.
No.
And the ticket's like $5
too much.
Too much.
It's like $28.
Yeah.
I'm like, $28?
Yeah, and then right when you get there, the person taking your ticket like can't find it, and you're already annoyed, and you're like, I wish I was not here.
And your friend is always performing like...
last.
Farther back.
Yep.
They're performing at like 1 a.m. They're like, there's four openers. Wait for me. And you're like, eh.
Yeah.
Also, as we know, I mean, this wasn't, I know, I got to put my hand. As we know, as comedians, I know this isn't a band, but like our pull string on the back of our bodies is great set.
100%.
Love that set. Great show.
I don't know
so
about you.
Funny.
I don't know about you guys, but if I have shows, I like pick and choose. I don't invite people to every single show.
No.
I pick and choose. I'm like, this one matters. And then I'll straight up be like, don't come to this one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You don't want to burn people out.
No.
Right. Right.
But then when you do get a text and it's like, come to my show, you're like,
okay, I'll do that.
It's a lot of pressure. Talk about the ultimate pressure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've also gone and seen people's musical performances. They've been great.
Yeah,
that's
me
awesome.
Too.
And
then,
so
and then you're like psyched.
Great.
Yeah.
And luckily with comedy sets, whenever I've gone, they've been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very fortunate, though.
Yeah.
Because that would be even harder.
Well, I've definitely seen a lot of bad improv in my life.
That's just
people's like...
That's the nature.
Teams where they're like, come on. And you're like, whew.
Yeah. Oof.
Woof.
Yeah.
I died in that moment. Rough. I was brought to another planet.
Rough.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
I've got one. Never have I ever puked at an amusement park or a fair or anything crazy like that.
Ooh.
I never have. I don't get motion sickness.
No.
Wow.
I get motion sickness, but I don't go on those rides.
Do you not,
that's
you
my
can't...
thing. I don't do those rides.
Can you not do roller coasters?
I love roller coasters. I can't do like
spinny,
like
Scramblers.
What is it, Tasmania?
They've all got names.
Yeah. Like the spinny ones where you're stuck to
the wall.
The wall
and then you like slide up at
0%. I can't do that. I can do like my favorite ride is the Tilt-A-Whirl.
What's this? Where you spin the cup?
Nope. You're sitting in the thing and you're like, eh.
Okay, I have more details about it.
Okay. It's like a star, and you're going this way, and the other person's like right there with you, and you stop right next to each other, and then you move again, and you're like, don't worry about it.
Do you know this one?
Scrambler.
I think it's called
the Scrambler.
It's a Scrambler, yeah, yeah. It's,
okay.
Sure, yeah.
I love that one.
That's fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just specific motion sickness.
Yeah. I got on this pocket of YouTube when it was like fair rides or whatever, like breaking down and like tragic moments
and
like rides history. Just because, you know, sometimes you get on that, like, that's my true crime. People love true crime. I love a roller coaster
morbid
accident.
Curiosity.
Awful.
So yeah. Like that just further integrated my or solidified my not going on rides like that. Like I'll do roller coasters for sure, but like not fair. You won't see me at a fair.
No, fair is crazy because it's like, oh, we're here for 1 week. And you're like, you set up a ride in one week?
And you're, are the bolts so tight?
And you're doing it and you're like, yay. And the bolts are like, help us.
I one time at Six Flags got stuck on Tatsu for 15 minutes. Just looking down at my death for 15 minutes.
Can't do that.
Just face down. It's the one where you're hanging. And the ground beneath for 15 minutes.
I think I would have a panic attack and pass out.
I would,
I luckily was the type. I was a teenager. I was just like, whatever, man. Like,
that's wild. You have a sense of calm.
Like, I lit a cigarette.
You're like,
don't understand.
I was just dropping lit cigarettes down on the ground beneath me.
There's a forest fire beneath you now.
Your uncle's like, God, Shane is just such a piece of shit. He's like, stop.
Did you guys know that the sixth flag in Six Flags is the Confederate flag?
Is this real?
This is real.
Never have I ever
Googled
that.
Google it. I learned this recently, and that blew my mind. The Six Flags of Texas. The six.
So is that why the mascot's like that old, like white-looking guy?
That's why.
Robert E. Lee.
And I'll put down another finger.
That's the remains of Robert E. Lee.
Okay. Selena just looks over like this.
Yeah. It's true.
I never knew.
I guess we can't go anymore.
In their advertisements, in their logos, it's like those colorful triangular flags.
Yeah.
It's just all that. So it's a bunch of flags.
Yeah, why is France in there? France was like, we'll give you $100.
Places that have governed.
Put our flag in, please.
It's places that have governed Texas in the past.
Oh, that makes sense.
So France, Spain, Mexico. I don't think they're owning that much anymore. They're doing the colorful triangular flag. I'm not going to defend Six Flags. I feel like I've nearly...
I think you love Six Flags.
I've nearly died there a couple times.
Sounds like you love being stuck on Tatsu.
Okay. Never have I ever...
Okay.
Never have I ever won over $1,000 in Vegas.
No.
Easy. I've never been to Vegas.
Really? Oh. I've been to Vegas, but I wasn't betting. I wasn't like... I don't know. I don't like...
I'm not a gambler.
I don't like blackjack.
Blackjack.
Craps. Craps?
Yeah, craps. Yeah.
Okay.
What
slot
about the
machine?
Slot machine?
It sounds fun. I'd rather like... I don't know. It doesn't excite me.
If you go in with... This happened to me one time and it was awesome.
Okay.
And I feel like... And I tried it again and it didn't really work. But I went into... What's the Morongo? Do we know the Morongo?
Morongo Casino.
Oh, the Morongo Casino.
The one that's like in the desert. And Resort.
Yeah.
That's like on the way to desert spots.
Yeah.
Went in there with $20. And I was like, I have $20. I'm going to gamble with my $20. And once this $20 is gone, I'm leaving this place. Because like I don't have money to spend like that. And so put in a 20, get the little card. Good thing. Then now I'm up to 40. Now I'm up to 60. Now that 60 gets back down to 20. And then I'm like, okay, whoa. And I keep going and going. And I spent like an hour and a half just like making money and losing money. And then I hit 20 again. And I was like, it's time to go. And I left with my $20.
Wait, that's actually really fun.
Yes. Don't gamble at home. You people get addicted to it. But when you do the $20
trip. I would do the $20
It's really fun. Because then you're just like, this has no meaning to me, and I'm just going to leave when I...
Yeah, I don't want to like go in with hundreds of dollars.
No, that scares me so much.
My mindset has always been you take money that you're like, I'm going to spend this money
I'm not getting
gambling.
Right.
You like to gamble.
I don't really like to gamble. I have really bad gambling luck.
Oh, yeah.
Like my first trip, when I turned 21, my family was like, we're going to Vegas. And like that's like kind of a thing that we do.
Yeah.
But I immediately I brought a couple $100 that I was like, I'm going to spend this week. I lost it all immediately. Like I didn't win any money in all of my initial bets. I lost $100 immediately. Like did not even get like a little bit back, you know, how it's like it dwindles, it was just gone.
Because so
I did blackjack immediately and I lost every hand.
You're like, hit me. And he was like, you're
done.
My brothers
were even like, oh shit. And I was like, yeah, this is probably just not for me.
happy birthday.
I gotta be honest, this is probably not my thing. No, and truthfully, in Vegas, the odds are against you
right.
completely.
Yeah.
And people might go to Vegas and be up, but if you look at all your Vegas trips, you're always going to be down.
Yeah.
Like, you're giving Vegas money.
I think I just worry that there's, like, all these mob bosses watching you on the camera, and they're like, look at that sleight of hand, and then you owe them your life. Have I watched too many movies?
You've watched
watched too many movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not the movies we want you to watch. If only you'd watch the movies that we cared about.
What?
And wanted you to watch.
Like Ocean's 11?
Like Palm Springs.
Oh my God. I'm never going to watch
Palm
Springs.
Guys, comment down below for Amanda to watch Palm Springs.
Guys, I'm never going to watch it. Now that I have all this pressure.
If this podcast gets 14 likes, we are going to force Amanda to watch Palm Springs.
And we're
going
to do it on the pod.
Wow. Watch along pod. Never been to Vegas. I want to.
Never been to Vegas.
You actually would have a blast. Great people watching.
Vegas can be really fun.
Cirque du Soleil.
The people watching in Vegas is crazy. It's crazy. Because you'll be walking down the strip and you'll see people dressed in the most immaculate clothing next to someone who's wearing like a singular t-shirt that covers their whole body and then flip-flops that are...
Correct.
That's awesome.
Barely Correct. On their feet.
I've also heard if you've hit a third day of Vegas, you've done it too long.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like a two-day thing and then you got to get out.
The third day, you hate Vegas more than anything on this planet.
That's awesome.
I went when I was 22 and it was the third day. It was
Am
like...
Am I too old to go?
No.
Okay. Oh, God, no.
Grown
no.
men.
Vegas
no.
is...
Okay, well,
I'd
back,
say it's
back
actually
off a little.
Grown
I'm still a young,
old.
Young...
Men who are younger than you,
I
honey.
I threw my back out 2 days ago. You beat kind of my old
feel like,
soul.
I actually feel like when I've... Every time I've gone to Vegas, it's mostly like seniors.
That's what I was thinking.
I think it's mostly... I feel like that's usually my experience.
Oof.
Oof.
I don't think younger... I don't think millennials and Gen Z are as into Vegas as boomers were.
No.
I think we're kind of like not... Gambling's not fun because nobody has money.
Right.
Correct.
And things are scary. So it's like, I'm not going to do that. Boomers had stupid money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've got one, but I feel like it's only going to get you maybe, or maybe no one.
Okay.
Okay.
But never have I ever gotten a spray tan.
Never gotten a spray tan.
Of course I have.
Yeah?
Of course I have. I'm from the East Coast. Oh, our proms are basically crawling into fall, and I needed to be tan.
Yeah.
People expected me to be tan.
I really want to get a spray tan.
I know you do.
As a bit. There was a moment where I was like going to show up to a shoot week just orange, like deep. Deep orange. I was so excited for it, and then like shit got moved around.
Honey, I don't know if you'll be orange. You might be like brown.
Well, that's what I don't want to push any limits.
Fuck.
Okay. I don't want anyone to assume something wrong. But I do want to have a spray tan just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think you should do it closer to December.
So it's even more like
we know
what?
For sure that it was a spray tan.
Yeah.
The spray tan is the most, I mean, I haven't done it since I was 18.
Okay.
But I used to do the beds. Terrible.
Oof.
And then it was like a thing that you do for prom.
Right.
You have to do it. It's like a thing.
Uh-huh.
But the spray tan is insane because you can get it on everything you own when you come home.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
How long do I have to not touch anything?
Well, they probably enhanced it.
Uh-huh.
It's probably more advanced now than when I was 18.
Hot glue all over you now? Really seal it.
They probably like exfoliate you and then I don't know, but you don't want to shower after because then you get spots.
Right.
And you don't want to get spots.
But how do I sleep? Standing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember...
For days.
I remember talking to a person who did spray tanning, and she was talking
about...
That was her job. She worked at a spray tan place, and she was talking about when dudes would come in, how it'd be like, all right, now move your junk to the side, spray tan that spot.
They wanted it all brown.
Everywhere. Everywhere.
Wow. For all the men
like,
I went to
wild.
High school with.
I'd probably do that.
Yeah. And I think you should. So you
junk
can move
to the
your
left.
Junk to the side.
Junk to the right. Crisscross. Ow, 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 ow. Crisscross. Ow, 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 ow.
Honestly, I can't wait to see you because then you can wear the little...
I'm going to have...
The little little baby little goggles.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. That don't have lines here. Just here.
I'm going to have the white eyes. It's going
to
be great.
You're going to come in. You'll be like... Welcome to our family feud.
No! Now you can talk like that. I can't wait.
Oh my God. Just saying, so keep an eye out for
So I guess I'm the only one who did the spray tan
vibes. Tan lady.
I mean, I wish I never did it. I look back at prom photos and I'm like, wow. Well, oh, wowzers.
Well.
But all my dresses were like hot pink, lime green,
so fun.
Bright orange.
So you needed a
you needed a boost.
You're like, Bobby, we're late for prom.
My hair was like slicked and then curls and like kind of up. It was like called a have to.
Whoa.
Did you ever do bumpets? The fucking, you remember those? Do you remember bumpets?
Yes, I never did them, but I know that it was a possibility for me to do it.
It was in my sphere.
I did grow up on Jersey Shore. I watched all Jersey Shore. But you could have it. You buy it, and it was like a plastic thing.
Yeah, it's like a little ramp in your head.
You go home. You go to my home. People still rock a bumpet.
Whoa.
Big time.
That's awesome.
They're dressed up for the grocery store, like hardcore.
Whoa.
Correct.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Woo!
Pretty cool.
Never have I ever invested in crypto. Okay, didn't think. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's, Amanda, that our, is off, the, our offline that
is the,
queen?
That is the craziest.
I'm not kidding.
That is the craziest turn of events
I have.
Did you make money?
Yeah.
Whoa, nice.
Not like, whoa, holy shit, but I did double what I put in there.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's insane.
To be honest.
That's crazy to me.
This is the most insane.
It's like when people figured out I love Lord of the Rings. They were like, what? And I was like, yeah.
Wow.
Lord of the Rings, you know what that rhymes with?
Frozen.
Crypto?
Palm Springs.
I am actually going to kill you.
Okay, that's crazy.
I have invested in crypto.
That's wild.
And I wanted to. I wasn't sure about it. And my friend gave me a whole download and then kind of helped me do it. And I was like, wow, cool.
Okay. I should point out that that it is gambling. So you won.
Wow.
Good job.
I won.
Similar to gambling. Also, I think advice overall, don't. Because you're more likely to lose money.
More likely
but
to
you got
lose
very
money.
Lucky.
I got very lucky. I did like a safe gamble on it where it like stops you. It doesn't allow you to like put too much on anything. It just like,
and you're
all
not
through
also
an app.
Putting like, people are putting their life savings into crypto.
That's,
I would never. I'd rather take out the cash and hide it somewhere.
Yeah.
In your mattress.
Yeah, in my mattress.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I did.
Out of all of us at the table.
That is so crazy.
Methinks it was an awesome idea that I did it.
Methinks.
Well, you got money, so it worked out.
Methinks I did a good job.
Do you guys have any?
I'm going through my brain right now thinking about stuff I have not
done. Never have I ever paid for online dating.
Fuck you. I never have.
Yes, I have.
And that's okay.
That's okay.
Most of the world
has. You can pay to see who has liked you on these apps. Are you kidding me? Let me spend $20 so I don't have to go through the, you know, hoopla of like,
of course.
He's cute.
It's designed, that way.
Of course.
Are they all pay? Or
you can pay to either like Tinder, for example, is like, you're done swiping for the day unless you pay us $10, then you can keep swiping.
No, it's really shitty. I think they're kind of all kind of crumbling a little bit right now. I think they're struggling.
I know a lot of, well, I'm actually not the person to speak on this. The gay people I'm surrounded by are moving past dating apps. They're like bored of it.
I think
it,
everyone like, kind work. Of is.
I
have a theory.
That makes sense.
I mean, it makes sense that they want to keep the demand up. They don't want them to really work in the long run.
No, they don't want you to double up.
They want people to be single. I think dating apps have probably made dating so much harder than. I mean, I think everyone knows they have made dating.
Well, because people come in with like,
designed,
weird expectations.
I don't think dating apps were really designed for you to find a thing. Like,
no. It's for fucking.
It's but for
even,
fucking.
And I think even that started to suck. Like, I think they're bad in that one, too.
Yeah.
I heard someone explain it recently, and I was like, wow. Just, this is more the dating sphere, but specifically in dating apps, that for men, dating is a desert, and for women, it's a swamp. And I was like, wow, that's
crazy.
Because that was like,
so cool.
It's bad for everyone, but
it's
bad in different ways.
But I think it's a swamp in a bad way for women.
Oh, that's, well.
Yeah, no,
I don't think swamp was meant to be a good thing.
Well.
Oh, like a nice swamp.
Oh, yeah, I guess swamp is bad.
We just learned that Amanda is Shrek and thinks swamps are awesome.
Get off my swamp.
it's just bad. Like the experience
all
is
bad.
Not good and organized. They're not trying to optimize it for you to match with someone. They're probably trying to keep that match away so that you stay and pay for it.
Was it ever good?
I think initially they were really years ago.
Yeah.
Tommy?
The longest relationship I had, I met on Tinder.
Okay.
People do meet their partners on dating apps. It's still possible. I just think the infrastructure is not designed for it.
Well,
and it's all trying to get money out of you. That's their goal. Their goal is not to match you with someone. Their goal is to get money out of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. Well, one down for Tommy. What does everyone have? Because I have two.
I've got three left. I'm pretty sure.
I've got four.
I kind of lost
count,
but I'm pretty sure it's three.
I got four.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I got four because I've not invested in crypto.
Okay.
I should have.
Okay.
I guess I should have.
I guess you should have.
Never have I ever texted an ex, but it's like texting an ex being like, hey.
I'm sorry.
Hey, what's going on?
Come back.
Not like, hey, you know, like, not for like a necessity.
You mean like never have I ever texted an ex in like a flirting, I want you back vibes?
Yeah. Or in any sort of way, like, yeah.
Huh.
More that tone.
Is texting an ex having a conversation of like, hey, we should like meet up and like have a conversation?
No,
and,
if
like,
it's not platonic. I don't think it's platonic.
Okay.
I think in a non-platonic way.
You mean like... as a, like a booty call or just like...
Sure, booty call counts. Just not platonic. Not just like, hey, my friend, or I don't know, or like, hey, I'm recommending you for a job, or I don't know. Like
ex, like a real ex, or like a two-month hangout ex?
I'd say a real ex.
I think I was too prideful. I don't
Same.
Think I did.
I think
I've wanted to. But I'm very stubborn and prideful, so I don't think I did.
Yeah.
I think most of my breakups were either, like, I was, like, super done, or they were super done, or they were trans. Hi, Lena. And we're still friends. I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it was very, like, no more contact.
Okay.
I think I've wanted to, though.
Oh, sure, I've wanted
I haven't.
To.
I've definitely, like... tried to like be like, oh, okay, where can I like, again, it always goes back to in person for me.
Totally.
So it's like, if I know that they're going to be at a party and I'm interested in that.
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh, okay, I want to go. But no.
That's different. Yeah.
Too stubborn.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
Ooh, I've got one.
All right.
Yes.
Never have I ever gotten a concussion.
I don't think I've gotten a concussion. I don't think so.
Amanda?
That I'm aware of.
That I'm aware of.
I guess that's always the case.
I've probably had one that I'm not aware of.
That's where we've all, you know what, we're all concussed.
I think I might have.
Did you get diagnosed with a concussion at any point?
No, but I felt really sick. A bus hit me and my sister.
I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry, Amanda.
Sorry.
Were they trying to get your crypto?
Sorry. Yeah, they were like, you invested in crypto. Bus! Boom!
Okay, we need to talk about that.
You got hit by a bus.
I did.
And you've never mentioned this.
Correct. I was inside of a car.
Okay.
It was me and my older sister. We share a birthday.
Right.
We were young. We were on our way to a dinner that we were having in Boston with my mom and sisters and my grandparents. We were going to this like Portuguese restaurant or tapas, Spanish tapas. I can't remember, but I was young. I was like, not super young. I think I was like 16 or something.
Okay.
And we were both in her little shitbox car, like little. And we were in Boston and we had parked for a second. And I was on the phone with my mom, who was in a car like five cars down. And
Miss Frizzle was drunk as fuck.
Miss Frizzle was like, la 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 la. Can I put my bus in you? And my sister was turning and the bus was coming and it hit her and slammed us against many, many, many cars. And I lost. I blacked out and I was on the phone with my mom. So unfortunately, she heard the whole thing.
Yeah, that would be terrifying.
Which is why I never talk about it because I blacked it out. But like, she heard the whole thing and it was just boom, hit us all through these parked cars in Boston. Luckily, the bus stopped and we were okay. We were okay. And my sister, the car was like
crunched,
but no one got like cut or anything. But I think my sister was fine, but I definitely hit my head.
Oof.
Because I was on the phone, like, down by my feet or something.
You kind of did an initial
Exactly.
Bonk.
And the phone was still on.
Wow.
And I think the worst part was the embarrassment of my mom having a fucking breakdown. Do you know when someone's, like, worried that you almost died and you almost feel, like,
then it's back
embarrassed?
On you to be, like, calm down.
You're almost like, do you know that feeling?
I don't know.
When it's like, my mom pulled up and she was like, my babies! Like that. Like, she was in hysterics, and I felt deeply uncomfortable. I was like, I'm fine, Mom.
Mom, you're being cringe right now.
No, I felt so bad for her, and my poor little sister was in the car, and she was like, I'm never gonna be the same.
Oh, God.
She was in the little. She was in the car with my mother, so she experienced my mom being like, "They're dead. They're dead."
Oh my God! And well, it probably sounded crazy. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. On
we
the phone.
Got hit by a fucking bus.
Like the sound was probably worse yeah. than even
crunchy,
the...
squeaky.
So I felt really sick, but my mom was like, "Well, we have reservations. We have to go." Now that you're alive. It's for your birthday. We can't let your grandparents down.
Did you not go to the hospital or anything?
No, I went to
dinner.
You just
went to dinner.
My grandparents were waiting.
That's the craziest part.
My grandparents were waiting. And we can't let them down. They'll be devastated if you guys don't show up to your birthday dinner. So me and my older sister, this is like the story of my life. Me and my older sister walked in, and I remember throwing up in the bathroom. And my mom was like,
you had a concussion. You had a concussion.
We'll figure this out.
You had a concussion.
But I had to be like, they're like, happy birthday. And I was like
a concussed. Having to be concussed and sit through happy birthdays.
That's unbelievable.
Story of my life where it's like, wow. You almost died, but we can't let your grandparents down.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Anyways.
Wow.
So I think I did have a concussion.
That's.
Yeah, I think 100%.
I think her car was totaled. Pretty sure.
That's.
It got crunched. It probably was.
Wild.
Yeah.
And the bus. Didn't give a fucking shit. They were like, you pulled out at the wrong time, lady. Like, they're just bossing.
It was like a public.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely did the wrong thing.
Well, yeah.
It's like, you know, when you pull out and you put your blinker on and a bus is coming, so you're going to wait. Oh, my sister was like, gotta go. Anyways, so I guess I have one left.
I feel like you should put a finger down for that.
Should I put all my fingers down for that? Should I take two?
That's a two for... No, I'm just kidding. Okay, you have one left. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Sorry.
I love that story. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Selena wrote this one down, and I feel like we just gotta say it. Never have I ever gotten the ick from someone at this table.
The ick.
I don't think I've gotten the ick from anyone at this table.
I don't think I've gotten
the ick. I get the ick.
I definitely get the ick.
I
get the ick.
I feel like I haven't gotten the ick. Well,
come on.
Not anyone at this table.
I don't think I've gotten the ick from anyone at this table.
No.
At all. But I've definitely gotten the ick.
Okay.
Come on, you've gotten the ick.
I guess I probably have. I don't think of it in those terms.
It's like when someone says something and you're like,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Loosely, yeah. I was on like a date or whatever, and someone was like, "What a cute doggo over there," and I went.
Sorry, I got hit by a bus earlier.
I looked
doggo?
At him.
Doggo.
I clearly my face changed. He went, "Oh no! Should I not have said that?" Because I think I went like. And he was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I will never say that again."
Oh,
and I'm like, "No, no, no. It's fine. It's fine. But also."
No,
don't.
He said, "What a cute doggo!" And he goes, "Oh, should I not have said that?" Ermagerr.
I'm a dumb, dumb idiot.
I'm just small bean.
Oh God. Maybe I have gotten the ick from you, Shane. I'm not sure. I think maybe I have. No, I no, not the real ick. Just when you're doing shit like that.
He's cringed you out.
He's 100% cringed me out.
Yeah,
but not like
not a true
ick where you're like, "Oh God," and you don't want to tell them.
Yeah.
I've had friends who've given me the ick, and I've definitely looked at them like, "Oh God."
Yeah.
They're like, "What?" I'm like, "Never mind."
Yeah. Ooh. I just let it go.
Ooh. I let it go, but sometimes you gotta tell them.
I know.
You're like, you can't.
But that's
do that.
So hard.
You're a gross idiot right now.
And I think it has to do with like dogs and like people walking by, like, cute dog or whatever, they say something, you're just like, "Oh my God."
I've gotten the ick from myself, I think.
Oh.
I think I've gotten the ick
from
myself. How
so?
I think I don't know, just in moments. I think about dogs, like, it is so subconscious that when I see a dog, I go so high register, and I don't know why still.
Oh,
like,
no.
I want to talk to a dog, like, just be like, "What's up, man?" Like,
no.
How's it going? But
no,
every time I'm like, how's it going? Like,
no, I've seen it with a dog. No, it doesn't give me the ick.
There is some science podcast that I listen to. There is a instinctual thing that we talk like that to small animals. That
is way, it like a baby thing, or
It is a baby thing. Even other animals talk to their own children with a different tone than they would talk to other things. And it's so that the babies know that they're being addressed. It's so, like, if we didn't use that voice toward the dogs might not know that we're addressing them. I could be wrong, but I have, a microphone in front of my mouth, so that means everything I say is true.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
That actually makes sense, though. And also, you can't stop yourself. I could never go to a dog and be like, "What's up, little brother?
Hey,
how are you,
buddy?
Yeah. Hey, dog.
You ba-do-do-ba.
It's hard. It's really hard not to.
It's really hard. So it's okay.
Sometimes I catch myself with my cats. I'll just, like, if I'm just hanging out, I'll turn and I'll just be like, what are you doing, dude? What's going on?
That's because you live with them. Difference.
What are you up to? And they're just looking at you like, like what?
Never have I ever owned a dog.
Mm. Oh, I'm out.
Got me.
I'm out.
Haha.
Never owned
a dog. Do you want to own a dog?
Someday.
Now I do. I never used to, but now I want to.
I feel like you'd be so good as a dog owner.
What kind of dog would you want?
I don't know. I recently had a lot of interactions with a pit, and they're just the sweetest little
guy.
They're
so cute.
There's a whole little person in there. But growing up, I had hermit crabs.
I had a hermit crab.
I had fish. And I had prairie dogs.
You had prairie dogs?
Like prairie dogs. Like the ones that are in a desert?
Yeah. Wow.
Like, or like
in a
prairie.
Did you have them outside or you had them inside?
No, I had them inside. They're pet. They can be pets. It was amazing.
Whoa.
How many do you have?
Where do they burrow?
Like this big. Well, you give them like a bunch of, what we did is we like cut up little like blankets so that they had like material to burrow in, but like that would be clean. My dad built a cage that like the bottom half like collects all the little poopies.
Oh, yeah.
But he built a two-story. We had one, her name was Girly. She was awesome. And I was like in fifth grade or whatever. And we just adopted them from people who got them as pets and then was like, we actually don't know how to take care of these because they're very social. They live in big groups.
Oh.
They need other creatures, kind of like humans in a way.
Yeah. Oh.
They're like if humans were hamsters. Like that's like the idea.
Wow.
They're very, they have their own language.
Yeah.
They can like squeak to each other about like, oh, a tall human being who's wearing red is approaching this quickly. Like that's how detailed they can get.
Whoa.
You come home and they're like, yay! And you're like, oh my god, hi baby. And then you like let them out and they crawl up and they nestle into your little neck.
Aww.
And then you can sit and watch TV and they'll like flop over into your arm and you just like scratch your little belly and they're like, eh.
Wait, stop.
Yeah, they're the best. They're
I did so not cute. Know this.
They have little personalities. They're called the chicken nuggets of the prairie because they they are like perfect prey and they die really easy. So it's like you have to really take care of them, but they're really precious.
That's why they live underground and they have like their warning system.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Chicken nuggets of the prairie.
They're all over LA too, like the big fields. Oh yeah.
Wow.
I would take my dog to a park, there was all these little holes and they would just stick pretty much their whole body out. And then they would know that she was there, and they're like, "Oh, fuck, 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 fuck." Yep, and they go back in. They were everywhere.
Yeah, they're illegal to have as pets in LA. Otherwise, I'd probably have one.
Yeah.
Why?
Because a long, long, long time ago, one of them got monkeypox somehow, and then that spread to a person, and it was just the one. And then they were like, "Never again is that a pet."
It's kind of the same with like we don't have ferrets in California either.
Right.
There's a lot of pets that are illegal in California.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, damn.
Anyway, never owned a dog, but I've had those cute little creatures. But I want a dog.
You would be such a good dog owner. I really think so. Would you want?
Am I gonna be the single gay with a dog?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Am I gonna be that guy?
Yeah.
Is that a guy?
Oh my god.
Yes.
Walk outside and point in a direction. There's a. There's a gay with a dog.
Uh huh.
Who's 100%. Like, well, relationships didn't work out, so I'm gonna have a dog.
Yep.
Like, okay.
Yep. And they're usually like. They're a little bit older and they have everything particular in their house and they have their little dog.
So fun to date, it sounds like.
And their dog just like is their world.
Yes. Yep. Which it would be my world. That's another reason I'm scared to do it because I'm like,
no.
It would just be my world.
It would. You would dedicate your life to it.
Yeah.
So maybe hold off.
Maybe hold off. We'll see.
Well, we're out of time.
Okay.
We don't have a declared winner, but we know that Amanda lost.
I lost.
I know, you did lose.
I'm fully out. Like, I lost
twice. So you've lived the most life.
You've definitely lived. You've invested in
crypto. Yes, yeah. I've been hit by
spray tan,
crypto.
No, the amount of surprises that came out of
this. Yeah, this was a Amanda lore episode.
Fascinating.
Yep. They just live. These stories just live inside me, and then they become awoken when I get asked questions.
You need to be prompted.
Oh, my God.
I do.
Well, thank you, Tommy, for being here.
Thank you. This was
thank
so much
you,
fun.
Thank you, Tommy.
Oh, thank you.
We love you, Tommy.
Thanks. Oh, thank you.
We love you and your little. I almost called them guinea pigs. We love you and your little
prairie dogs.
Prairie dogs. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Thank you.
Tommy,
we learned
you're the best.
A lot. Thank you for watching. I hope this was as shocking to you as it was for me.
So shocking.
If this gets 14 likes, Amanda has to watch Palm Springs.
That's right.
And I won't.
Okay. So hit that notification bell.
Like and subscribe.
All right. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.